on radio.
The first game.
Me?
Yeah, put it on radio.
Lucky you. Just in time for that brand new house you're building or that remodeling job, Jones Paint and Glass has reduced the price on all aluminum and bronze anodized thermal pane sliding windows. All standard sizes have been greatly reduced. Now, there's thousands of windows available, but you ought to order now while the supplies last. Jones Paint and Glass, your helper when remodeling your building comes your way. Go to Jones Paint and Glass for glass, paint, wallpaper, and all related supplies. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle.
I'm talking with Coach Neil Roberts. Prior to the first of the Region 18 playoff games, Coach, obviously it's tough to beat a good team three times in a row.
Yeah, I'll say it is. It's hard to beat a good team one time in a row, but they are a good team. They're impressive with what they do. Fundamentally, they're quite sound, and they have got a good bench, and they're just a good team. And we've been fortunate to beat them the first two times. And of course, this game tonight is one that it really matters for us. They're not in our conference. They are in our region, but it doesn't count towards our standing. But tonight, it really does count.
Talking with some of the CSI people, they're looking forward to this. They say, aha, we have Dixie on a neutral floor.
Well, yeah, you're right. They also had us on the third floor one time. So they were complaining about officiating in St. George. They felt like that the game wasn't called as tight as they wanted it to be called. But yet, they seem to forget that a month ago we beat them at CSI, and I don't think that we got too many breaks officiating-wise in that game. But that's fine. That's why playoffs are so big to all of us, is because of the fact that it's a neutral floor, and this game is a preliminary game to what most people coming here to watch. So it's going to be team against team, and the officials really don't care who wins the ball game. It's just up to us to do our part.
Taking a look at some of the press up here, the idea seems to be it's going to be a North Idaho Dixie final. That may be premature.
Well, it sure is. In fact, I don't think North Idaho should look that much past Snow. And I know that we definitely are not looking past CSI, because we know that they're a good basketball team. We're going to have to play well to beat them.
What's been the secret so far against CSI?
Well, we've had some players really have big games, and each time we played them, the time we beat them up at their place by six, Parrish has 30 points the second half to do so, but Stevenson and Bell didn't play really well in that ball game. And the next time we played them was just the opposite, where Parrish didn't have a great ball game, but Stevenson and Bell played really well. And then I thought that Maxwell played well in both ball games, and Henry and Wade and those guys did their part, and as they have done all year long. But yet, I think that our strength is we're a little better in the middle of the floor than they are with Grant Stevenson. But I also think that our total depth and the way we attack it as a whole team rather than an individual hurts them as well.
They have big, relatively quick guards, but your guards are so much quicker than theirs.
Well, they are. Their guards are good players, and especially in St. George, they tried to isolate on our smaller guards and do it, but yet we extended out and played the whole game full court, and we were able to hurt them in that respect. But they have good players. Larry Brown's a good player. Kraskowski's a good player. And all of them do an excellent job. And I just think that when it comes down to the whole 40 minutes of the game, that ours are better than theirs are, or have been thus far anyway.
Down in St. George, you mentioned prior to that game that you were going to try to control Brown and control Hopkins. You controlled Brown to some degree. Hopkins, you shut down totally.
Well, a lot of that had to do with Hopkins. Had a terrible basketball game. He only had four in the game, and he just couldn't get it going. I think the first half he was 0-for-5 and didn't play well. I'm sure he will play well tonight. Good basketball players have a lot of pride, and when they do get shut down like that, they like to bounce back and really play quite well. So we're concerned. We want to really control all of their players. Halsey played really well against us last time we played, and I thought Brown played quite well. And they're a good team. They're not a team of one player that you have to worry about, but you have to worry about the whole group.
Obviously, you as coach are not looking by this ball game. What about the players? Is there a danger they could be looking by?
Well, I'm sure that all of us, you know, you turn your head and say, well, there's Northern Idaho. They're a heck of a basketball team. But yet, on the other hand, I think our players have respect for the CSI team. And in practice, they worked hard against the things that CSI does. And I'm sure that they, of course, you look to Northern Idaho because they won it up here. We're playing on their floor. They're supposed to have a great team. But yet, I'm sure also that deep down inside, they know they're going to have their hands full tonight.
Are there any new wrinkles planned by Dixie for this game, or is it... let them try to stop what we've done so far before we change?
Well, because we've played them one more time, we could see a little more variation of what they tried to do in the hold the ball. I think that CSI is going to have to be the one to make the adjustments because they're the ones who lost both basketball games. Then, of course, we'll adjust to what they try to do. But I really don't plan to do anything different. It's worked for us 28 times thus far this year. Why change it? We did try to improve on some things we're doing defensively to try to get them, you know, to play against them because they do certain things that hurt us. And we've made some adjustments in that respect. And we think that if they try to delay, we're better prepared for what they did to us in St. George as well.
What are some of the things that we can look for tonight?
Well, you can look for us to press, to fast break, to attack as aggressively and as hard as we can. And I'm sure that CSI will try to adjust their lineup even to try to combat what we do, and I think that they would probably take one of the three guards off and put one of their bigger forwards on to try to help out inside.
This promises to be possibly a very physical doubleheader tonight at North Idaho.
Well, we've played in a lot of physical games. That's the way we play, and they do. CSI does like to knock you around. They do like to push and shove, and games played. Well, this year, that's kind of the way we've played as well. We're a physical basketball team. It sounds like especially Snow will have to get down and play aggressive and hard. And I'm sure that North Idaho has played that way all year long.
As you take a look at the this matchup, this promises to be four very good teams involved. As you come into this tournament, this is a long ways to travel to come in and face two of four very good teams.
Well, it is a long ways to travel, but yet our means of transportation to get here were very comfortable. In fact, it ends up to be the shortest trip that we've been on this year. It was only a 3-hour and 15-minute flight, whereas normally we're traveling at least 5 hours towards our basketball game. And we shot around a little bit at noon, and all of our players say, boy, it's great not to have bus legs. So that they feel like that they're off. They've got some bounce. They like the gym. I expect our players to play well tonight.
The gym seems to have a lot of tradition, but it's a smaller court.
Not much. The floor itself, of course, is a regulation length. And it's got a new wood floor on, so that part of the game is very good. It has an old type of atmosphere in the way it's set up. It has a stage at one end and things like this, but we should play well in it.
Cozy atmosphere.
Well, it is that. It seems to be close around you. And, of course, it is old. It was built a long time ago. But we've played in those before as well.
This is the third part of the season, the postseason that we've talked about before. The team seems to be making strides forward each time out.
I felt like really one of the strengths of this basketball team is they haven't had the lulls. They haven't had the ups and downs. It's been a consistent, good effort each time we play. And that's one of the things you really get concerned with the team that does win most of the time, that when they get a winning streak going, they become complacent and stop doing the things that got them there, and eventually they get beat. Usually that shakes them back to reality, and they go ahead and regroup and go ahead and play. But we've really tried to watch, especially for the last month, for signs of that, and we haven't seen any. They work extremely hard all the time. They go into a game with a fresh, with a pleasant atmosphere. They're confident, but yet on the other hand, they've got enough common sense to realize that unless they get down and play well, they can be beat and will be beat. But these guys are ready, and I think that they have prepared very well for this portion of our seasons.
Speaking about streaks, you have matched the longest streak that you had as a coach here at Dixie College and the longest streak that I can find in 30 years at Dixie College, 16 straight games.
Well, that streak that we of the 16, I'd like it to end the way that one did. In fact, that streak was ended in the final four back at the national tournament, a game that we could have won. In fact, played quite well in that game, but yet we did get to the final four. And it would be really nice to get this group of guys back there and try that again.
Let's interrupt the interview at this point. Let's take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back with play-by-play action of Dixie versus College of Southern Idaho. Back in 60 seconds.
Osco Drug, America's drugstore in St. George, brings you big, big values. You get more for your money at Osco Drug. A mini jogger exerciser to help you burn those calories is just $17.88. Skaggs Oyster Shell Calcium Plus D tablets, just $1.99 for 250. A Proctor 2-slice toaster is now just $9.88. You save over $5. Check the Spectrum supplement for more money savers this week at Osco Drug in St. George.
Well, it's that time of year again. Basketball time, when you could just feel the excitement. Capco Petroleum Incorporated and the Arco C-Mart stores, located at all three interchanges in Cedar City, are proud to bring part of that excitement to you as they help sponsor Dixie College basketball once again. That's Capco Petroleum Incorporated and the Arco C-Mart stores, located at all three interchanges in Cedar City.
Back at the Northern Idaho Gymnasium, the Christensen Memorial Gymnasium, where we're about to bring you the Region 18 Championship. Semifinals, Dixie versus CSI, changing the starting lineup. Lowell Sosowski, who started against Dixie in St. George, sprained an ankle. It was up high in the ankle this week and will not start, but probably will play. Yesterday it looked doubtful. In fact, early this morning it looked doubtful, but Sosowski's ankle feeling much better. He will not start. Todd Peterson will start in place, but he will not. He will see some action. Lowell Sosowski, he was the young man who started so red hot for the Golden Eagles. This Northern Idaho gym is a gym with character. It is a small, cozy building, reminiscent of the 40s, maybe even the late 30s as far as the gymnasium. And there is a stage at the west end of the gymnasium, behind the west basket. That's where things will be starting out. We're about to have a presentation of the national anthem prior to this Dixie CSI game. Let's listen to the pep band from North Idaho College and the national anthem. Particularly big. It's really a brass double quartet and two drummers, and it's kind of interesting to have an all-brass band. No woodwinds at all in the North Idaho band. Dixie versus CSI. If you look at this group, 104-14 on the year is the record between the four schools coming into this tournament. Number one record is Dixie, 28-1. North Idaho has a 27-2 record. CSI is 26-5, and Snow College 23-6. Snow, Dixie, and Utah, the final Utah schools involved in postseason collegiate play. Snow and Dixie with their first shots at postseason play. The University of Utah will be playing Texas El Paso tonight in the Western Athletic Conference play. By the way, in the state 2A championships, Pineview lost today 90-80 to San Juan. So Pineview will be playing tomorrow afternoon, 4:15 broadcast time on KDXU, for third place. Dixie leading in the overtime, 54-51. Tap controlled by Stevenson, saved by Bell. Dixie with the basketball to begin the first half of action. Parrish in deep. It goes to Henry. Muscle shot up. Will not fall. Rebound bounced around. Taken away from Dan Bell. Batted by Maxwell. Picked up by Brent Stevenson. Stevenson in the lane. Running right-hander. Banks too hard. Rebound Stevenson. And Hulsey battled for it. Cannot hang on to it. Henry trying to save it. Loses it out of bounds. So Dixie with some shots at the basket. Missed. And reminiscent of the beginning of the ball game at Twin Falls. Full court pressure by Dixie. Jeff Logan in backcourt. Logan, Derek Hopkins, who was held to just 4 points in St. George, will bring the ball up court against Dan Bell. Bell and Hopkins matched up. Handed off to Jeff Logan. Bigger guards for CSI. Actually, a little bigger team overall. At the angle, it goes to Larry Brown. Good looking off guard. He can shoot. Brown goes around the top of the Dixie defense. CSI being patient with their offense to Jeff Logan. At the angle, it goes to Todd Peterson. CSI was ready for this game and much more loose than they were last Friday against St. George. Hulsey out in front to Logan. Underneath, gets it to Brown. Layup shot, no good. Rebound knocked away from Brent Stevenson, and the foul will go to Kevin Hulsey. Hulsey, 6'6", and brutally strong. He's muscular, broad-shouldered. Reminds you a little bit of the way he plays like Ron Hatch, who used to play for the Utah State University, old Hillcrest star. That dates us, Sam Murray. Sam's sitting up here by the side of me just to let everybody know that you're at work. Ricky Henry at the point. Man-to-man defense by CSI. Into the high post, it goes to Dan Bell. Looking in deep to Ricky Henry. Head fake, shoots from 15 over Logan. Good, and the first basket of the ball game belongs to Dixie. 2-0. Dixie out in front. 18-42 left in the first half of play. Full court pressure again by Dixie. CSI struggled with the full court press last time out. To Hulsey out away from the action. At the angle, it goes to Logan. Trying to post up Hopkins underneath to Peterson in the lane. Shot blocked by Stevenson. They call the foul on Stevenson. Stevenson had the clean block up high, but as he followed through, got the wrist and may have been poked in the eye. So shooting two will be Peterson. Stevenson with personal foul number one. Team foul number one on Dixie, one on CSI. And to shoot two, no, will be, should be Peterson. Peterson the shooter. Peterson a freshman from Rigby. Young man who is planning on going on an LDS church mission. Will be back in a couple of years and expected to do a lot for CSI. One of the top high school players in the state of Idaho last year. Peterson misses the first free throw. Dixie with a 2-0 lead. CSI stone cold in the second half against Dixie's defense. Shot up and good. And now breaks that deficit. 2-1 ball game right now and full court zone pressure by CSI. Parrish in backcourt. Leaves it for Robert Maxwell to bring it into forecourt. 2-1. Dixie narrowly out in front. Just underway in the ball game. Parrish at the high post. Makes the move. Double team. Looks for help. Bounce pass and Jennifer Henry. Bounce too big. Out of bounds. And CSI cranked up again. Dixie had Henry posted up down underneath, but the bounce pass went under Henry's hand. CSI to face the full court press. Peterson with the pass to Logan. Logan being chased by Maxwell. Maxwell almost with a foul. Reach-in foul by Henry, reaching around Brown, and Henry has his first personal foul. Second team foul, and it's out of bounds to CSI. Dixie and CSI, a little bit of sparring going on right now. Just trying to feel each other's team out a little. 18:05 left in the first half. CSI has led for much of the first half in each of the first two contests before Dixie came back to win. Dixie into a 3-2 zone on the inbounds pass. At the angle, it goes to Brown. At the top of the key to Logan. Logan from the free throw line. His shot blocked. Logan gets the pass back to Peterson. Bank shot up and in. Peterson follows it up and in and makes it 3-2. Dixie trails by one. CSI with the lead. Bell looks for help. Out in front it goes to Maxwell. There's a foul underneath. Who is it on? Is it on Dixie or CSI? CSI away from the action. And who picks it up? And it's Jeff Logan trying to post up against Ricky Henry, trying to keep Henry away from the basket. Jeff Logan has his first personal, second team foul. Fred Trinkle fairly calm on the bench. And that's kind of a change. Inbound pass comes to Maxwell. Almost loses it. Maxwell to the baseline to Bell. Bell wants to make the move against Peterson. Cannot. Now goes in deep to Parrish. Makes the move along the baseline. Muscle shot will go, and there's a foul. Basket will count. Fred Trinkle up hollering at Larry Brown and Derek Hopkins. The basket is good. That's number one as far as basket for Parrish. The question is, who is the foul on? There are two. It's on Derek Hopkins. Hopkins with his first personal foul. That's the 13th foul on CSI. Parrish has given Dixie the lead, trying to expand. It does so. Dixie with a 5-3 lead. 2-point lead for the Rebels. Inbound pass comes to Larry Brown, full court pressure. Hopkins in backcourt. Looked a little psyched out again against Dixie. Hopkins picked up by Bell. I think Hopkins must have expected Parrish to be on him. Hopkins at the angle to Jeff Logan, and a good one-on-one matchup would be Hopkins and Parrish. Out in front it goes to Brown. At the point, away from the basket is the center, Kevin Halsey, bringing Stevenson out to Peterson, out way away from the basket, to Hopkins, who drops the basketball, looks for somebody to pass it to, gets it to Halsey at the baseline, double team, out in front it comes to Hopkins. Dixie with the man-to-man defense, tough man-to-man. Logan gets it to Halsey, reach in foul, will go to Stevenson. Stevenson had the hand on the back on the right side, and suddenly Stevenson has two personal fouls. That's a common foul on Dixie. Two personals on Stevenson, and Stevenson has not done well in postseason play. Into the lineup comes Steve Schreiner for the first time. Grant expressed a little concern. He's getting a little nervous coming into this ball game. Halsey inbound, gets the pass to Logan, back to Halsey. Into the baseline, it goes to Logan. In deep, it goes to Hopkins, who banks it up and in. It ties the ball game. Hopkins from five, makes the penetration, make it 5-5. Bell gets the pass into forecourt, looks for help, trying to get Parrish underneath. Parrish goes baseline against Hopkins, lays it off to the baseline to Schreiner, who drops in the 10-footer, and Steve Schreiner has his first basket. 7-5, Dixie out in front. 16:30 left in the first half of play. Into forecourt, cruising is Brown, picked up by Henry. Ball knocked away by Maxwell, but into the hands of Logan. Back to Brown from 20. Good! And Larry Brown dropped it in. BSI starting to warm to the occasion. Fast break by Dixie. Parrish hits Henry from 20. Henry hits it. Ricky Henry shoots it down. Make it 9-7, Dixie. Into forecourt, the fast break. Brown, 3-on-2, drives, puts it up. Offensive foul on Brown. Schreiner stood there, and Brown ran down. The big freshman. Personal foul number one on Brown, and the Dixie team stands in unison to applaud. Turnover by CSI. Brown had a 2-on-3 situation and tried to force the layup, ran over Schreiner. Dixie with a 2-point lead, 9-7, with 16 minutes left in the first half of play. At the angle, it goes to Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Bounce pass into the corner goes to Bell. Out in front to Maxwell. Maxwell from 22. Good! Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell, headed for Weber State, has his first basket, making a 4-point lead for the Rebels with 15:46 left. CSI trying to get something going against Dixie. Twice Dixie has defeated CSI, and there must be a seed of doubt planted on the Eagles. Pass underneath to Logan. Gets away from Maxwell and lays it up and in. Good give and go, and Logan was right there to get the gap. Into forecourt. It goes to Bell. Pass underneath to Schreiner. Schreiner to the basket. Shot blocked by Hopkins. Schreiner too far under the basket. Little muscling going on underneath. Schreiner and Parrish trying to post up underneath. And CSI with a chance to tie the ball game. Down the sidelines it goes to Hopkins. Right through his hands. Out of bounds. Here comes Sosowski. Sprained ankle and all. Taped up high. Sosowski under the lineup. And Hopkins, who has been in a fog for the last two ball games after eating Dixie alive the first time out. Out. 11-9. CSI with a chance to tie. Turns it over. Dixie will face a 2-3 zone. Maxwell at the point. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes to Henry. Back out in front to Maxwell. To Parrish. Parrish looks for somebody underneath. Parrish double team to the baseline and goes to Schreiner. 18-footer. Good. Steve Schreiner. Schreiner looked a little nervous prior to the ball game, but he's shooting calm right now. 13-9. Dixie by 4 once again. Led 11-7. Pass on the sidelines. Comes in finally to Halsey. The shot missed, but the foul will go to Schreiner. CSI shooting some layups on that give and go. The entry pass coming from the side. CSI going either one side or the other. And then the man cutting to the basket, scraping off his defender and getting the pass in return for the easy layup. Schreiner has his first personal foul, and Halsey will be shooting two. That's team foul number 4 on Dixie. CSI has 4. Shot up, no good by Halsey. And CSI needs to hit some free throws. They are 1-for-3. From the free throw line tonight. Dixie 1-for-1. Halsey, second shot up and no good. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. Outlet pass comes to Parrish. Into the middle to Maxwell. Puts it up and they call the foul before the shot. Maxwell will be fouled as Maxwell in the middle lane of the fast break was fouled by Logan. That's number 2 on Jeff Logan. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Dixie with a 4-point lead and 14:40 left in the first half. The scoreboard is at an awkward angle, and I have to keep looking down underneath to see it. Parrish along the baseline in the three-point area, stepped on the baseline. Sosowski and Halsey had sandwiched Parrish along the baseline. Parrish noticed that his foot was in the lane, had to dribble out and stepped on the end line trying to do it. CSI had established their position, though. Sosowski in backcourt to bring the ball up against Bell. Sosowski bothered by the little guards playing a forward this side. Out in front by to Brown to Sosowski. Pass intended underneath, knocked away by Schreiner. And Schreiner, who improved his defense drastically in the Rotary Tournament, has been a fairly good defensive player since. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Inbounds comes to CSI. 60 by 4, 13 to 9 with 14:20 left in the first half of play. At the angle, it goes to Larry Brown. Out in front to Sosowski. To the left side, it goes to Logan. To the high post, it goes to Halsey. Trying to get the cross-court pass. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Peterson. Loses the ball. Batted around, picked out of the air by Parrish. Parrish on the fast break. Brown reaches in. Parrish at the free throw line at the angle. Maxwell from 22. Shot no good. Rebound, Henry. Double team puts it up and in. And Ricky Henry has his third basket. Henry going hard for the rebound, and Dixie has expanded out to a six-point lead. 15-9, and CSI's offense is yet to get really on track. At the angle, it goes to Brown. Out in front, it goes to Logan. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. At the high post, it goes to Halsey. Back to Logan. Head fake. Takes the 20-footer with a hand in his face. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Peterson. Banks it up too long. Rebound tap. Brown gets it. Brown turns around from five. Shot short. Rebound Maxwell. Outlet pass comes to Parrish. 4-on-2. Parrish middle lane. Bounces it off to Schreiner for two. Assist to Avery and Parrish. Schreiner with a basket. Timeout CSI with 13:19 left in a half. 17-9. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
It's a fact that prices are lower at Outdoor Outlet. 1062 East Tabernacle in St. George. 50-quart got coolers with refreeze lid are still just $29.99. Slumber bags are priced from just $6.99. And you'll always get super low prices on tents and sleeping bags at Outdoor Outlet. So, before you step into the outdoors, step into Outdoor Outlet. Tell Terry we sent you, and he'll have a free gift for you.
19 left in the first half, 17-9 Dixie, and you're listening to Region 18 basketball playoff action. Dixie Rebels versus CSI, live from North Idaho on KDXU, St. George, Utah. Ridgefield has just defeated Dixie High 58-55 in overtime time. Shot up by Sosowski, blocked by Bell. Bell got it cleanly, but they call the foul. Tough call. They call the foul on Bell across the wrist, and that was a tough call. Bell's been soaring tonight, getting much higher than I have seen him jump on defense. Had the block shot. It looked like a clean block, but the trailing official said across the wrist. You take your lumps and take the foul. Two-shot foul coming up for Lowell Sosowski. First shot is up and good, and Sosowski, who got red hot in St. George, gets the first free throw. And the cheerleaders for CSI do a forward flip. Second shot is up and good. And Sosowski has his first 2 points. Back to a six-point lead. 17-11. Dixie led by eight at one point. Maxwell in backcourt brings it into forecourt. CSI will extend out the defense. Maxwell to Ricky Henry at the guard line. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell has an ocean. At the free throw line, back to Henry. Henry, one-bounce dribble, takes a 22-footer and misses. Long rebound taken away from Bell by Brown, and they call the foul on whom? On Bell? And Bell gets his second. Why did you get that one? Because you were there. 1, 2, 3, that's a 16 foul. That's the last one Dixie can give. It's a common foul, out of bounds to CSI. CSI with 5 team fouls so far in this ball game. They have 2 more to give. 17-11, so it'll be a Dixie Pineview game tomorrow afternoon on KDXU, 4:15, and that will be for third place in the state. Ridgefield and San Juan will battle for the state championship. Dixie, heartbreaking loss in overtime. Pineview, heartbreaking loss by 10 today to San Juan. Out in front, Sosowski from 22. Good, and Sosowski getting the red hot hand again. 4 unanswered points by CSI, and it's back to a 17-13 margin. Dixie out in front. Parrish at the angle against Peterson. Head fake. Doesn't take the shot. Out in front, it goes to Maxwell. Dixie to Henry. More activity on the offense now. To the baseline to Parrish. Turnaround right-hander short. Long rebound taken by Sosowski. And here comes CSI. CSI with a chance to make it 6 unanswered points. Peterson out in front to Sosowski. Free throw line jump shot. Too long. Rebound taken by Maxwell. Under pressure, and the foul will... No, the travel call on Maxwell. Brown was there, and Maxwell slipped the pivot foot as he tried to get the dribble down. It's out of bounds to CSI. Back into the lineup comes Hopkins. In for the first time comes Aaron Combs, the big 6'8 center. CSI has run off four unanswered points after Dixie led by 8, 17-13. 12:02 left in the first half. To the high post, it goes to Combs. Combs back out in front to Logan. At the point, it goes to Larry Brown. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Brown at the angle to Sadowski. Sadowski may have to be the man to shoot from the perimeter. Logan looks for help. Goes to the high post to Combs, away from the action. Logan penetrates. 10-foot jump shot. Soft and good, and Logan drops it in. Six unanswered points by CSI. Maxwell forces the pass into forecourt. Looks for help, and they call a foul away from action, and it's offensive foul on Ricky Henry. A shove by Henry, and that's number two on Ricky. 17 foul on Dixie. It was not a player control foul, so it's 1-1 coming up for CSI. Suddenly Brent Wade into the lineup, and Dixie allowing CSI to get back into the ball game. CSI, six unanswered points against Dixie in St. George. CSI had a 9-point lead. Midway through the first half, Dixie came back from 9 with 10 unanswered points to take the 1-point lead, and that broke the spirit for CSI. CSI tried to return the favor. Dixie had an 8-point lead, 17-9. It's 17-15 now. First shot good by Logan. And Logan, who had 10 and 8 points in his two outings against Dixie, has 5 already tonight. Jeff Logan, 6'4 transfer from Fullerton State. Second shot ties it. Make it a 17-17 ball game. And Dixie's offense struggling suddenly. Wade into forecourt. Wade looks for help. Gets it to Maxwell. 2-3 zone by CSI. At the angle, it goes to Wade. Wade looks for help. Bounce pass back to Maxwell. To Parrish. Parrish free throw line. Goes to the high post to Bell. Looks for Schreiner underneath. Can't get a triple team on Bell. Ball stolen by Brown. Brown against Maxwell. Whirls, lays it up and in. And Brown makes a 10 unanswered point. CSI by 2. 19-17 in Dixie standing. 10 unanswered points by CSI. Parrish looks for help. The zone defense is clocked Dixie's offense. Parrish bounced past at the baseline to Bell. Back to Parrish. Jump shot. Up and good. Avery and Parrish with only his second basket of the night ends the charge by CSI. Ties the ball game at 19. Lead pass comes to Sadowski. Almost stolen by Parrish. Sadowski in the lane. Running 5-footer short. Rebound batted around. Taken by Hopkins. Up and in. Schreiner couldn't hang on to it, and suddenly CSI is playing with Dixie. 21-19. 2-3 zone is clogging Dixie's offense. Maxwell at the angle to Parrish. To the baseline, it goes to Bell. Bell looks for help. Dixie not moving. Pass out in front goes to Maxwell. To Wade. Left baseline to Schreiner. Puts it up and in, but a travel call on Schreiner. Turnover by Dixie. Schreiner slipped the pivot foot before he went up with a shot, so a turnover. CSI has outscored Dixie 12-2. And has a 2-point lead. Neil Roberts pleading with his charges. 10-19 left in the first half. Dixie had the 8-point lead, and here comes CSI. Sadowski gets the pass to Combs. In the lane, running right-hander up. No good. Rebound taken by Maxwell. Fast break, Dixie. 4-on-2. Maxwell pulls up short with a 12-footer. Shot too long. Rebound taken by Sadowski. 21-19, CSI with the lead, and Dixie struggling. Stevenson with two personal fouls ready to come into the lineup. Dixie will extend out the man-to-man defense to Logan. Logan against Maxwell. CSI now getting some confidence, and you can see it. Into the corner it goes to Hopkins. CSI being a little patient now, trying to get the postman, Combs. Pass goes in deep to Combs. Running right-hander up and good. Combs went right to the basket and gets his first basket in two games against Dixie. 4-point lead by CSI. Wade out in front to Maxwell. Back to Parrish. Parrish head fakes against Sadowski. Baseline jump shot up. Too long. Rebound Sadowski. Dixie getting one shot and that's it. CSI making a tremendous run. 14-2 against Dixie. And now has a 4-point lead and CSI will open it up. Four-corner offense like they did in St. George. And Dixie's going to have to tough this one out. Hopkins out in front to Aaron Combs. CSI. Maybe on the verge of what could be a mild upset. Combs at the angle goes to Brown. Dixie's offense has suddenly sputtered and died. To Brown. Bounce pass goes to Hopkins against Parrish. Parrish goes after the steal. Hopkins gets away. Dishes into the corner to Sadowski. And CSI will run some time off the clock. Foul called by on Parrish. Dixie getting some foul trouble. Dixie not getting much going on the offense. Neil Roberts talking to Brent Stevenson, and Stevenson's going to have to do the job. Into the lineup comes Hulsey. Into the lineup comes Logan. To sit down is Aaron Combs. And to sit down will be whom? It looks like Todd Peterson out. And at the free throw line, Sadowski to shoot 1-1. Dixie getting some foul trouble, too. 8:45 left in the first half, 23-19. CSI has some momentum. Shot by Sadowski is good. 3-for-3 for Sadowski and 5 points. Make it 24-19. 15-2. Dixie has been outscored. A prolonged cold spell. Out comes Logan. In comes Mike Miller for CSI for the first time. 8:45 left in the half, and Dixie's going to have to make a move. Sadowski shot, no good. Long rebound, comes to Miller. Ball dribbled away by Parrish. Parrish to Wade. Wade on the fast break, right to the basket, loses the ball, out of bounds. Wade could not hang on to it. Wanted to go right to the basket for the layup, and Dixie turns the ball over and looking extremely flat. They haven't looked this flat since the Odessa game, and that was the only loss of the year for Dixie. Brown into forecourt against Brent Wade. The bounce pass down the sidelines goes to Miller. Out in front it goes to Hulsey. CSI will play a little keep away now with a 5-point lead. That's the widest margin of the game for CSI. Dixie led by 8. Hopkins, backdoor pass to Hulsey. Layup over the basket. Rebound followed by Miller. Chased down by Wade. Wade loses it at the baseline. Miller and Stevenson collide together. It's out of bounds to CSI. And every break suddenly going to CSI since Fred Trinkle called a timeout with a 17-9 deficit. Inbounds comes to Miller. Dixie. Hook pass out in front comes from Miller to Brown. CSI will bring it out. Four corners. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Dixie will have to extend it out. Now into the man-to-man. Brown at the angle. It goes to Miller. Miller against Parrish. Out in front it comes to Hopkins. Dixie must be awake now. If they thought it was going to be easy early, it is not. Sadowski looks for help. CSI with the basketball and a 5-point lead and 7:44 left on the first half clock. At the angle it goes to Hopkins, trying to hit the traitor, going to the basket. Gets it to Miller. Ball thrown away through the hands of Miller. Too big a pass. Turnover by the Eagles. Dixie with the basketball. Dixie has been outscored 15-2. The only basket by Abraham Parrish. To the baseline it goes to Stevenson, trying to find Parrish along the baseline. To Bell. Bell out in front. Looks for help. Trying to find Parrish, gets it to the point to Maxwell. Left angle, it goes to Wade. Shot short, rebound, batted out to Maxwell. Foul on Brown. Brown runs into Maxwell, and that's personal foul number 2 on Larry Brown. That's the 16th foul. Last common foul that CSI can give, according to my figures. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket, and Dixie looking terribly flat. 7:19 left in the first half. Dixie trailing by 5, 24-19. Bell. Looks for help. Gets it underneath to Stevenson. Ball knocked away off the fingertips of Stevenson, out of bounds. Hulsey deflected it. Stevenson had it go off his fingertips and hit the baseline. It's out of bounds to CSI and Dixie. Still struggling. Full court pressure again. Dixie will have to put the clamps on. Into forecourt comes Sadowski against Maxwell. Looks for help. Down the sideline it goes to Brown. Brown backing away from trouble. This may be an All-Idaho final. It's what CSI is hoping for. They'd like another crack at North Idaho. Dixie would like another crack at anybody after tonight. At the sidelines, it goes to Brown. Brown looks for help. Cutter going through. CSI being patient. Brown against Wade. Brown makes the move. Cut off. Clears the way out in front to Mike Miller. To Hulsey. Down the sidelines, it goes to Sadowski. Give and go to Hulsey. Forces the shot and misses. Rebound brought down by Dan Bell. Hulsey had the shot over Stevenson and missed it. Lead pass comes to Parrish. At the baseline, Parrish leans in with the right hand. They call a foul. Reach in. We'll go to whom? And they're going to call 2 shots. Parrish whirled to the basket. Fred Trinkle upset with that one. The foul goes to Larry Sadowski, his first, and Parrish to the free throw line. Parrish has the only 2 points for Dixie since Dixie had a 17-9 lead. Everyone else has gone stone cold. 6:34 left in the half. Avery and Parrish. As Dixie trails by 5. First shot is up and good. Parrish, 6 points on the night. Averaging 24-7 on the year. Definitely an All-American candidate. 24-20. Dixie with their 3rd point in this stretch. Second shot up, not good. Rebound tapped around, brought down by Hopkins. 24-20. CSI leads by 4. Miller to bring the ball into forecourt against Parrish. 44 against 44. Down the sidelines. It goes to Brown, brings it out near the 10-second line on the dribble. Brown looks for help, looking for the cutter. Starting the offense out at the top of the key and then running cutters towards the basket. CSI being patient against that Dixie man-to-man. to Miller against Parrish. Pass down the sidelines goes to Brown. CSI trying to keep control, and they are in control right now, 24-20 with a four-point lead. Brown, double team, gets it out in front near the 10-second line to Hopkins. CSI being patient. This may be a nail-biter down the wire. To the high post, it goes to Miller. Looks for help, gets it out in front to Derek Hopkins. Dixie being patient on defense, but staying right with CSI. Hopkins trying to find somebody to pass it to, gets it to Hulte. Give and go back to Hopkins, cut off by Bell. Clears it out near the 10-second line to Hulte. Hulte leaves it for Miller. CSI running the offense well right now, the passing offense. To Hulte against Stevenson. Backdoor pass goes to Miller through his hands. Miller can't hang on to it. Brett Trinkle upset will send in Jeff Logan for CSI to replace Miller. Miller off the bench has let a couple of passes go through his hands. Ready to come in will be Todd Peterson, going out as Derek Hopkins. Dixie trying to struggle to get back in this game. Led 17-9, and it looked like Dixie was going to be scaling high, wide, and handsome. Steve Schreiner into the lineup for Dixie, replacing Dan Bell. Schreiner, who had three quick baskets to begin this ball game. Into forecourt, the pass goes to Brent Wade at the angle. Back out in front, it goes to Maxwell. To the high post to Parrish. To the baseline, it goes to Schreiner against Hulte. Cross-court pass goes to Wade. To the high post to Stevenson. To Parrish in the lane. World has the ball dribbled away. Forces the 10-footer, banks it too hard. Rebound batted around, taken by Wade out in front. Wade out to Maxwell. Top of the key, dishes back off to Wade. Wade can't get the shot away. Looks for help. Pass to the high post to Parrish. His pass intended for Stevenson. Volleyball into the hands of Brown. Fast break CSI. Brown dishes off to Logan. Logan travels with the basketball. Had to reach up and do a little toe dance to get that basketball back, and could not. Into forecourt. Dixie with the basketball, trailing by four, and just cannot overcome much of an advantage there. Both teams not shooting particularly well. Maxwell, top of the key, jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound batted by Stevenson to Maxwell. Ten-footer, too hard. Rebound off the hands of Stevenson. Deflected by CSI. And Stevenson couldn't hang on to it. And it's a comedy of errors right now for Dixie, not being able to do the job. Into the lineup for CSI for the first time is Phil Olson. Inbounds comes to Todd Peterson. Back to Olson to bring the ball up court. Olson reverses against Parrish. Double team. Gets it to Logan. Dixie just cannot seem to make much inroads. They've had their chances at the baseline. It goes to Sosowski. Sosowski in trouble, gets it to Logan, pass underneath, goes to Hulte, gets away from his man and lays it up and in. And Hulte, who had 20 points against Dixie, has his first basket of the night tonight. At 20 points in St. George, 26-20, CSI by six, widest margin by the Eagles. Maxwell penetrates, gets it to Parrish. Parrish pulls up short with a 10-footer, shot short. Stevenson puts it in, and it should have been a goal chance. They call it on. They give the basket to Stevenson, but his hand was in the rim. They take it anyway for Dixie. Trinkle up arguing. The official called it good for Dixie. Sosowski clears the way out in front to Olson. Olson head fakes. Dixie trying to put the clamps on defensively and get the offense started again. To the high post, it goes to Hulte. Back to Logan. Logan looks for help. Logan trying to reverse on Maxwell. Trying to post up against the shorter Maxwell. That didn't work in St. George. Sosowski trying to post up against Wade. Out away from the action, it goes to Hulte, back to Olson. Olson, right side to Sosowski. Give and go to Olson. Turn around, right-hander, short. Rebound, tapped in by Hulte. Went up over Stevenson, and Hulte has the basket. 28-22, 3:13 left in a half. A very low-scoring night for Dixie. As poor an offensive show as Dixie's had in quite a while. Parrish looks for help. Gets it to Maxwell. Trouble call on Maxwell. Took a little sidestep before he started the dribble, and Dixie looks extremely flat. Looks as flat as they did against Odessa. 28-22, CSI by six, and that matches the largest margin CSI has had. Henry ready to come into the lineup. Henry will be in replacing Brent Wade. Everybody is flat for Dixie. Avery and Parrish has three of the 5 points that has been scored since Dixie had an eight-point lead. Dixie has gone almost 10 minutes with scoring just 5 points. But CSI has not been able to blow Dixie off the floor, but they have controlled the game. Six-point lead by CSI. Away from the action, they call the foul on CSI, and it may be on Logan. No correction. It's on Sosowski, away from the action, trying to set up a moving screen. Trying to set up the screen, got a moving screen. And the foul on Sazowski is his second. One-on-one situation coming up for Dixie. Dixie, 2-for-3 tonight, and Parrish the only man to shoot free throws. Maxwell to the free throw line, drilled his first shot, and then has not been able to hit since. 28-22, Dixie shooting anything but well. They have to just tough this one out as they expect to win. Shot by Maxwell. Good. Robert Maxwell. 92% shooter. Correction, a 90% shooter on the year. Dan Bell ready to come in, and Brent Stevenson to sit down over the last 2:48 of the first half. 28-23. Dixie trails by 5. Led 17-9, and since then it's been all CSI. Maxwell, second shot. Good. Maxwell, 4 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie has been handled by CSI. Logan behind the back dribble. Maxwell following Logan. Dixie with the man-to-man defense. Sazowski against Parrish. Sazowski on the fast dribble goes to the sidelines to Derek Hopkins. Schreiner backs off of Hopkins down the sidelines. It goes to Hulse. Back out in front it comes to Hopkins. Will be picked up by Schreiner. Schreiner not getting too close to Hopkins. At the angle it goes to Brown. Brown against Henry. Almost turns the ball over. Brown clears the way out of way to Sazowski. CSI trying to be patient with a 4-point lead, 28-24. CSI out in front. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Bell matched up against Hulse. Good matchup there size-wise. At the angle it goes to Brown. Brown trying to find Hulse, but Bell staying right with Hulse. CSI being patient. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first half, and CSI with a 4-point lead, 28-24. Down the sideline. It goes to Larry Brown. Out in front, it goes to Kevin Hulse. Back to Brown. CSI has their tempo, the tempo they want to play tonight. And this is what Fred Trenkel coached early in the year. Suddenly, they got into a running game. And CSI has not been able to win against Dixie with a running game. So they're being patient now with that 4-point lead. Hopkins. Parrish. Covering Sazowski. Pass fine against the Sazowski, but not cutting towards the basket, cutting away. Sazowski looks for help. Pass intended for Brown, deflected by Bell, out of bounds. Brown got free underneath, but Bell got the hand on it. 1:27 left in the half. CSI may go for the final shot. 28-24, CSI with a 4-point lead. Sazowski inbounds to the baseline to Brown. And CSI may pull it out, go for the last shot. We'll wait and see. Into the corner goes to Sazowski. Out in front it comes to Hulse. Right side it goes to Jeff Logan, and CSI may be very patient now. Logan against Maxwell. Cannot get the shot away. Cannot get the break to the basket. CSI has shot layups much of the night. Brown away from the action, trying to reverse. Can't get the shot away against Henry. Brown brings the ball out in front. Brown at the point. Looks for help. Brings it on the right side to Derek Hopkins. 57 seconds left in the half. CSI's got to be looking for the last shot now to Logan against Maxwell. Logan looks for help, trying to reverse against Maxwell. Trying to get the screen, cannot. Goes to Hulse out at the high post. Hulse away from the action. Guarded by Bell, goes to Brown. 40 seconds left in the half. Ball almost stolen as Maxwell went on the double team trying to get the steal. To Hopkins. Hopkins with the basketball. 32 seconds left in the half. CSI by 4, 28-24. Double team. Ball almost stolen. Picked up by Hulse. Back to Logan. Logan drives, pulls up short, can't get the shot away. At the angle it goes to Sazowski. 20 seconds left in the half. Sazowski gets away. It's hooked by Parrish. Parrish gets his second personal foul and will send Sazowski to the free throw line, who is 3-for-4 on the night. Peterson into the lineup. Miller into the lineup for CSI. Going out is Hopkins. Also into the lineup is Phil Olsen. Out goes Jeff Logan. 28-24. 18 seconds left. I did hit 6 of them, 6 out of 11, and has a total of 28 points in the first half of play. For Dixie, Brent Wade off the bench did not score. Steve Schreiner came off the bench and added some spark. 3 baskets, a total of 6 points. Among the starters, Dan Bell has not scored. Robert Maxwell, a basket, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. Ricky Henry, 3 baskets, all of those came early in a total of 6 points. Brent Stevenson, just the one slam dunk that is disputed in a total of 2 points. Abraham Parrish, 3 field goals, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points to lead all scorers. End of the first half, 28-26, Dixie trails College of Southern Idaho. If they lose, Dixie plays in the consolation game tomorrow night. If Dixie wins, they play the winner of the North Idaho Snow College game. for the championship of Region 18. Let's take a 90-second break and be back with Coach Larry Anderson of Snow College, 28-26 CSI at the end of the first half, back in 90.
Capco Petroleum in Cedar City, along with Ernie's Arco at 9th East on St. George Boulevard, join in extending the best luck possible to Dixie College in these basketball games. They take pleasure in bringing all the action to you for your enjoyment. These games are brought to you in part by Capco Petroleum in Cedar City and Ernie's Arco in St. George. Stay tuned for all the remaining college games being brought to you as they're played.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
If you haven't been to the Outdoor Outlet at 1062 East Tabernacle Street in St. George yet, what are you waiting for? They always have super low prices store-wide, and they have just received a big new shipment of Dutch ovens, coolers, and hammocks. You just can't beat Outdoor Outlet, and there's no use trying. Sweatpants in assorted colors are now $5.99. Crew neck shirts are also $5.99, and hooded sweatshirts are $7.99. Browse Outdoor Outlet. See the values for yourself that you can find there every day.
The last 2 points of the first half to bring it back within two. CSI led by 6 points through much of the late going in the second half, in the first half. Dixie had an 8-point lead before they went ice cold, and CSI got red hot. We have with us Coach Larry Anderson, the first-year coach at Snow College, who will be coaching against North Idaho in game number two tonight. Coach Anderson, congratulations, first of all, on an outstanding year.
Well, we feel real fortunate to be here, and it's nice to be here, too. You work all year to get to this place, so you might have a chance to go to the Nationals, and we just feel like we've had an exceptional year and have put together some hard workers, and they've worked well together, and we really feel good about what's happened.
In all honesty, you weren't expected to go 23-6 at this point.
No, and the kids didn't think they were either. We, early in the year, we had our troubles and won a few games playing real poor. And But we started like 9 freshmen. And so it's just been, as we've played more and more, we've been able to get better and better. And it's ended up, we win 23 games, but you were looking at maybe a 10-win season probably early in the year, and they probably would have been happy with that, but these kids have come together, and they're hard-nosed, and they've done well.
What's been the secret?
Well, I think the biggest secret is we were able to get a couple kids late in the year that no one had recruited, the Humphreys kid who never played high school ball and ends up, I would imagine, he'll probably make first-team all-conference. And then we ended up with a big center out of Arkansas who's come along each game, and he's 7-1. And then Rick Geyer, a return missionary who showed some leadership out there, our only sophomore. And with those three, we've been able to, you know, mold together a pretty good team, and we, all of us, are real good shooters, and we've been able to shoot well. So anytime you get a team that can shoot well, you have a chance, and hopefully we can put a little better defense. But we've just been getting better with each game, and that's, and I guess it helps later on in the year.
Yes, it does. North Idaho, you have to play the Cardinals here in their own gym. Have you seen the Cardinals this year?
No, I haven't. It'd be a little bit tough to get up and watch them. It's only a 16-hour drive. So, but they're a legitimate team, 27-2. I don't know why they're not rated in the top 20, because they are a good team. They've split with Southern Idaho. They might have the best big man in the junior colleges, you know, in the Western States area. And they have their very big lineup, 6'5", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'11". And they're all averaging in double figures. if their big center was eligibility-wise, he can't play major college, or he would be a major college prospect, no question. Now, they're a good team. They've won 30 straight here at home. So you would have to say we're definitely the underdogs.
What's the plan, may I ask?
Well, I think that, like I say, our team can shoot well, and they are supposed to be playing a 2-3 zone. And I really think that Lance Scott, our 7-footer, is going to help us. He's nowhere near as quick as their center. But anytime you have a guy that's 7 feet tall and can rebound as good as he can, I think you have a shot of getting the boards. Then if we just shoot well. We've worked on our defense. Our defense has improved the last couple weeks. And I feel like that if we can play our game, we might have a shot at him.
Let's get a coach's opinion of the first half. With Dixie and CSI, your assessment of the two teams so far?
Well, we've played them both. Dixie's beat us twice, and we've split with Southern Idaho. I think the biggest problem that Dixie might have against Southern Idaho is they beat them twice, so Southern Idaho has a revenge motive. And the advantage that Dixie has right now, they dodged a couple bullets, well, three or four bullets there at about the five-minute mark where Southern Idaho had some lay-ins on that four corner, and they didn't make them. And so instead of maybe being only two down, they could have been 10 or 12 down, which would be a problem. But they go in half only down two, and so I think that they're going to come out and play basketball. They're really in the game, but if they'd have went down 12, there would have been a different story. But they're only down two, and I think it's a matter of time before they look like both teams were tight. Missing passes and a couple of stiff-looking shots, but I think they're averaging 98 a game. They're gonna get loose here.
What do you think the two coaches have to do in the second half, adjustment-wise?
Well, I don't think Southern Idaho is gonna change much. I think they're gonna stick to their game plan. If they can get stay with the lead, they're gonna stay with their game plan and go four corner. And they'll probably look more for the shot and make sure that they throw a little better pass and the kids are going to catch it better. That's what I would be, Southern Idaho, I would think that's what they're going to do. Dixie probably did not plan on the spread court game, so they went over that type of situation there, and they'll be able to adjust to it. They're good ball players. And then they've just got to, they're going to get the ball down quick. Parrish might take control, which he does, in tight situations. Stevenson's only scored 2 points. He's got to do better than that, and I'm sure that he's loosened up a little. It's going to be a good matchup. I know that it was going to be a good game just for the fact that they're both good teams.
Now, let's go back to your career, which is 1 year old now at Snow College. What's been the biggest surprise for you as a coach in the junior college ranks?
Well, it wasn't really a surprise because I was around my dad so much and I knew what kind of problems he had when he was coaching. I know it wasn't a surprise. I know I was sweating for the first 3 months trying to find recruits, but I knew it would be that way. That was probably the hardest thing on me, was trying to find recruits, because I know the ICAC is a good conference, and if you don't have ball players, you're going to find yourself at the cellar. And so I was, even if they said, well, we're only going to expect you to win 10, 12 games this year, there's not going to be any pressure, well, any coach knows that you always want to win, and if you're below the 500 mark, it's not a very gratifying year. So the first part of the year was really was sweating the situation, but we ended up playing well. I feel great about it.
Junior college ranks, is the quality of basketball getting better?
Well, this year... with Dixie as good as they are, 20 only lost one game. I forgot how many they won. You keep track as many as they've won, but they might have the best team ever they've had. And so I came in at a time where I saw the best, and then I thought Utah Tech had a good team. CEU had some good talent. They just didn't play as well as they probably wished they could have. Ricks was the best outside shooting team I have seen in a long time. I mean, they could shoot the ball. I think that all teams would prefer to play better defense than what they did, and I'm sure they're going to talk about it. But I don't know if it's as much as a defensive problem as the other teams are so good offensively and great shooters. But it's been a fun year, and I'm going to learn every year. I've been spoiled a little. I won 23 games, Well, it doesn't. Hope it doesn't haunt me next year.
Coach Larry Anderson, head coach of Snow College, thank you for being with us. Good luck in the second game tonight.
Oh, we'll need some of that, too. And I appreciate you having me up.
Halftime score, CSI with a 2.28-26 lead over Dixie. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Randall Distributing has always been a great place to go for tires, batteries, general trucking, cement, chain link fencing, and a good friendly chat. Now to better serve you with tires, Randall has built a new building with two bays. They can handle your car and truck and give you a great buy on tires. And to show you just how diversified they are, they have a great buy on laundry detergent in a 40-pound bucket. Randall Distributing, 791 North Red Rock Road, or call 673-6175. Open Saturdays.
Ready to get underway with the second half of play. This is not a good night for Washington County schools in the 2A playoffs. Hurricane, Dixie, and Pineview all losing tonight. Emory defeated Hurricane, so they go home. Dixie and Pineview will play tomorrow night for third place, and that will be a 4:15 broadcast time on KDXU. CSI has the ball to begin the second half of action. Hopkins at the high post to Lowell Sosowski. Indeed, it goes to Hulse against Stevenson. Shot up, no good. Rebound batted for, and they call a foul on Hulse. It looks like Hulse or Hopkins. Let's see who gets it. It looks like it will be Hulse. And Hulse has his first personal foul, or second personal foul, first of the second half. First team foul. And Dixie now with a chance to tie. Dixie will have to come out with a little more offensive fire. Parrish to the baseline. It goes to Stevenson. Long pass back to Parrish. Double team. Dips it off to Henry, who lays it up and in. Parrish with the assist. Had the shot, even though he was double and almost triple teamed. Had the short shot, but dipped it off to Henry, who was uncontested. Pass goes to Logan. Tie ball game. The shot up short by Brown. Rebound, Brown puts it up, misses. Rebound, Henry. Here comes Dixie flying out on the lead. Lead pass comes to Parrish. 5-foot fall-away jump shot. Good, and Dixie has scored the first 4 points of the second half. And here come the Rebels. And Fred Trankel hollering at his team and at the official. 30-28. Dixie has taken a 2-point advantage. Sosowski pass stolen by Stevenson. Outlet pass comes to Parrish. Parrish has the ball knocked away by Logan. On the floor, Logan has it stripped away by Parrish. Back to the basket. Lays it up and in. And Dixie with the basket. CSI may want a timeout immediately. Dixie 32, CSI 28. 18:48 left in the game. Back in 60.
When you stretch a pound of meat to make 8, 9, or even 7 burgers, it just can't compare with A&W's, because A&W uses a pound of meat to make just 6 burgers. Yes, the meat is here at A&W. For a ravenous appetite, try their 1/3 pounder. It's their bigger, beefier, double cheeseburger with bacon. 100% pure beef, rich melted cheese, lettuce, and fresh red ripe tomato with sauce. Ooh, yes. Let's head for A&W.
At 8 minutes before 9, this is KDXU, St. George, Utah.
Lucky you. Just in time for that brand new house you're building or that remodeling job, Jones Paint and Glass has reduced the price on all aluminum and bronze anodized thermal pane sliding windows. All standard sizes have been greatly reduced. Now, there's thousands of windows available, but you ought to order now while the supplies last. Jones Paint and Glass, your helper when remodeling your building comes your way. Go to Jones Paint and Glass for glass, paint, wallpaper, and all related supplies. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle.
Comes to Lowell Sosowski, who gets the first basket of the second half for CSI. Cuts the margin to 2, 32-30. Parrish from 15, up too long. Rebound, Parrish dumps it off underneath to Stevenson. Layup shot, no good. Rebound, scrambled for by CSI. Dixie came out fired up. Now CSI, after a timeout, is fired up also. Down the sidelines, it goes to Peterson. Underneath, it goes to Miller. His shot deflected off the bottom of the bank. Backboard taken by Dixie. Pass break from Maxwell to Parrish, who lays it in, and the foul will go to Logan. Let me struggle through that one more time. Maxwell on the fast break got the assist. Parrish got the basket. Logan gets the foul, and Parrish has a chance for the 3-point play. Assist to Maxwell, and as Larry Anderson said, he expected Parrish to take control. Parrish with 3 quick baskets to begin the second half. Now has 14 points on the night, and Dixie with 18:05 left in the game leads 34-30. If you're wondering, Dixie with that 26-point first half, that is not the low this year. 21 points against Ricks College was the low. Parrish, to try to complete the 3-point play, does so. Parrish with 15 points on the night, and full court pressure again by Dixie. CSI has been outscored by 9-2 to begin the second half. Correction by
8-2 to begin the second half. Driving is Logan right to the basket. Shot up will be good. And the foul will be on Stevenson. Logan driving right to the basket gets the basket. And that's number point number 7 and 8 for Logan. And Stevenson now has his third personal foul. First team foul on Dixie. And Stevenson, who is not having a very good playoff game, now has his third personal foul. Stevenson. Shot up and good by Logan, and CSI ready to come out and fire. 35-33, Dixie by 2, and CSI not backing off. Maxwell out in front against that 2-3 zone. At the angle it goes to Henry. Dixie trying to get some penetration. Wants to shoot layup. Stevenson makes the move. The blocking foul will go to Brown, and that's number 3 on Brown. Common foul, and Brown on the blocking foul against Stevenson. Now Brown with 3, Logan with 3, and suddenly the guard line is in trouble for CSI, but the center position is in trouble for Dixie. Bell to inbound for Dixie. Stevenson and Bell fouled out late in the second half. In fact, midway through the second half at Twin Falls. And that did not stop Dixie. Hopkins in, Brown out. Inbounds comes to Parrish at the baseline. To Bell at the free throw line, looks for help. Pass intended underneath for Parrish, picked up by Maxwell. Long set shot. Good, Robert Maxwell. First basket of the second half and ends a long scoring drought for Robert Maxwell. 37-33, Dixie by 4. Kuzowski into forecourt against the full court pressure. Down the sidelines it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins, who's been effectively shut down in two ball games by Dixie, trying to get uncranked. Cannot. There's a way out in front to Kuzowski. Kuzowski against Henry. Goes right to the baseline. Pulls up short with a jump shot. It will go, and the foul will go to Dixie. CSI has everything going their way, it seems like. The basket is good by Sosowski, and suddenly Henry. Oh, correction. They call that on Stevenson, not on Henry. And Stevenson has 4 and is effectively out of the ball game. He's taken out, Schreiner in. And Neil Roberts upset with Stevenson. At the free throw line, Sosowski trying to cut the margin to 1. Sosowski. Good shooting night, has the free throw. 5 points in the second half, 10 points on the night. Bell went down, trying to get the inbound pass in for some reason. Dixie leading by a scant 1 point, 37-36, but both teams shooting much better. Back into that 2-3 zone for CSI. Maxwell at the angle to Parrish. Back out in front of Maxwell. Back to Parrish. Makes the move. Parrish in the lane. Jump pass intended for Henry. Deflected by CSI. Out of bounds. Todd Peterson with the last fingertip on it. Henry alert enough to pull his hands back. 37-36, out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Bell to inbounds, looks for help, into the corner to Henry. Henry clears it way out in front to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell penetrates, double team by CSI. CSI much more active on defense. Ball knocked away from Maxwell by Logan, picked up again. Back to the point to Maxwell at the angle. Parrish head fakes, wants to go to the baseline, does so to Bell. Bell looks for help, trying to find Schreiner underneath, and CSI cutting off that easy layup. To the high post, it goes to Parrish. Free throw line jumper, good, and Avery and Parrish, 4 baskets. 17 points on the night, 39-33, Dixie by 3 again. Led by 8 at 1 point, 17-9. Logan almost travels with the basketball. To Sosowski into forecourt against Henry. At the angle, it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins, working away from trouble, left alone at the top of the key, will not take the shot. Sosowski might. Give and go to Hopkins, gets away, lays it up and in. Dixie had 2 hands go right by the pass, almost deflected it and stole it. But Hopkins gets the easy layup instead, and CSI breaking that defense of Dixie. 39-38, Dixie by a scant 1 point again. To Maxwell at the point, to Parrish at the angle, trying to find Schreiner. To the baseline, it goes to Bell. Bell looks for help, trying to get it back to Parrish, does so. Cross-court pass to Schreiner, knocked away on the floor, taken by Logan, no travel call. Hopkins with the basketball. No travel call on Logan, who was rolling around on the floor slightly. 39-38, Dixie by 1, but here comes CSI again. Logan down the sideline. CSI playing with much more confidence than they ever have against Dixie. Sosowski against Henry forces a jump shot and hits it. Sosowski over Henry gives CSI the 40-39 lead. Henry into forecourt, leaves it for Maxwell. Parrish all alone at the wing. The pass is not there to him. Bounce pass goes to Parrish, and they call the travel on Maxwell. Neil Roberts wants a timeout, and I think he wants to talk to some officials. 50. 50-